This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Sunday, November 14th. God's word to you today is why. Our scripture reading is taken from Luke 22, verses 61 to 62, and it says, "At that moment, the Lord turned and looked at Peter. Suddenly, the Lord's words flashed through Peter's mind. Before the rooster crows tomorrow morning, you will deny three times that you even know me." And Peter left the courtyard, weeping bitterly. Why didn't John set Peter straight after he denied Jesus the first time? Jesus was arrested and taken to face trial. John the Beloved was a local boy of Judea, so he knew everybody. While John was allowed inside with Jesus, Peter was locked outside because nobody knew him. So John had to tell the lady at the gate to let Peter in. John just needed to let us know that it was his connections that gave Peter access. So he brought Peter in using his connections. When the lady asked Peter, "Are you not also one of them?" which means she knew John was a disciple and a follower of Jesus. John was not afraid that they all knew he was a follower of Jesus. But when Peter was confronted with being a follower of Jesus, Peter denied it in very strong terms. Peter said he did not even know Jesus. At that point, why didn't John correct Peter? It happened a second and a third time, and then the cock crowed. Jesus looked up, his eyes met with Peter's. Peter, fully realizing what had happened, was sorrowful and he ran out of the courtyard. Why did John not correct him? Would it have made a difference if John had corrected him? Or was it because it had been foretold, so it was bound to come to pass? Some people say that John had been warning Peter that he had a big mouth. So when Peter denied Jesus the first time, John looked at him and said, "You're going to get it today." When Peter denied Jesus the second time, John said, "Continue, I'm counting for you." And then the third time it happened, John told Peter, "I told you so." It is possible because these people were human beings. John 18 verses 25 to 27 says, "Now Simon Peter was standing and warming himself. They asked him, 'You are not also one of his disciples, are you?' He denied it and said, 'I am not.' One of the slaves of the high priest, a relative of the man whose ear Peter had cut off, asked, 'Did I not see you in the garden with him?' Again, Peter denied it. And at that moment, the cock crowed." This is taken from the New Revised Standard Version. It is also possible that John himself was too overwhelmed with the pain of the moment to really pay attention to what Peter was doing. Even though he was right there and probably witnessed it all, we know the book of John is an eyewitness account. So for him to have written about it, he must have witnessed it. Even though John was right there, but he was more consumed with what was happening to Jesus to be bothered about Peter. After all, he had used his connections to bring Peter in and then turned his entire focus to Jesus. But without putting the prophecy in view, would it have made a difference if John had set Peter straight? I believe it would have. But with the prophecy in view, it probably would not have made a difference knowing Peter for who he was. This is how to engage scriptures. You have to wrestle with it as you study and ask questions like, what happened here and why did this happen? Let us pray. Father, I stand on the sacrifice of Jesus and I cancel every negative prophecy that has been spoken concerning me and my destiny. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.